parkway.
A lot of residences didn't have sidewalks for a long time, except in the wealthy area of Flagoon and the vicinity. 5 blocks on each side, they had the sidewalks earliest.
When you took your driving test today, did you have to learn to park with a curb between two cars? What do they call that?
Well, I don't know. I just had to park between two cars on the next to the sidewalk.
One's an angle parking, the other's straight parking.
Yeah, but I just never did think about what they called it because it was just the only way we parked.
Okay. Now, if you go downtown today, you know, there might be a building hall where you can drive in, go up a few floors and park. What would you call that?
Parking garage.
Pardon?
Parking garage.
And do you have... like the tallest buildings in town now, or one of the tallest you mentioned was the courthouse now.
Well, the very tallest is number one Boulevard, I believe it is, a tall black glass building.
It's 40 stories high.
And it bragged about being so high, but they haven't rented all of it yet.
Do you have any general terms to identify all the tall, you know, the really tall buildings? Do you call them anything in general now? Like if you were just referring to the tall buildings, would you say anything about them?
They're getting too numerous and scattered too far. We used to say downtown area. And then they started putting the tall buildings up. And then Brickell picked it up. And they're putting the tall buildings clear out to the Rickenbacker and on further. And now then they're coming on out and they're coming into Carl Gables. So you can't generalize them. You have to specify.
Shopping centers has discontinued the term of downtown because downtown is forgotten now and people go to the... shopping center.
Which area are you going to shop in? Well, I'm going to such and such a shopping area. Such and such a shopping.
Okay, would you, we'll say like, well, like New York City, you know, like you always see a picture of it and it has just a whole mess of tall buildings. What do you call those tall buildings if you didn't know the specific name of it?
Skyscrapers.
Would you refer to Miami as having some?
No, I don't think we have skyscrapers yet. We have some tall buildings and they're taller than we should have with the hurricane possibilities, but that's for them to find out.
Okay. Now, you ever use the term high-rise?
Yes.
Okay, now, do you refer to high-rise as an office building or an apartment building? Or?
Well, they're becoming both. Now, some of our buildings are getting up 15, 20 stories, or 15 stories, I think is about the highest they have for apartments.
Rental and condominiums.
And condominiums are getting up higher than that, and they are high rises. And what we really mean, I guess, is that they are high rises, but they're too high for safety in hurricane time. Now, we've been through some severe hurricanes here, and we know what to expect. And some of those people, some of those buildings are not going to stand up to it. It's sad to look up there and see the high rises they're putting in that are hazardous for that period. We may not have one for 20 years, but when you have one, it can lower everything.
Right. See, now, you mentioned condominiums. Do you have any abbreviated names that you just refer to condominiums?
Oh, people call them condos, but I don't like that too much. I just am going with the whole word.
Now, when a building downtown is torn away, and it's just leveled to the ground, and it's just a little rubble between two other buildings, what do you call that space?
Well, you think of it as...
A vacant lot,
but you just think of it, wonder what's going in there next, because you know something's going up fast.
I can't remember what left there, what's coming next.
Yes.
All right. Now, in some residential areas, you would have, like, you have a street like this in front, and then your houses might be back-to-back.